BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Thank you, Chelsea. That's a full and comprehensive answer.
I have been thinking about it.
Well, clearly.
Anyone working in the tea room needs to know that.
Absolutely. Health and safety in general, hazardous substances in particular.
Yeah. COSH. COSHH.
Control of substances.
Hazardous to health, I know.
Oh, well, that's good.
So you have to be careful. Like I say, it's serious stuff.
But we do like our staff to appear friendly as well.
Yeah, no problems with that. Friendly, I can do friendly.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
It's just natural with me. And anyway, people come in for a nice experience, don't they? I mean, like, nice coffee and cake and things, but, like, nice atmosphere too.
Any other qualities you think you might bring to the tea room, Chelsea?
I can multitask and prioritise, meaning I can do the key stuff first and the small stuff later, and work as a team.
Yeah, that would be important.
And if I don't understand anything, I ask.
Good.
But I don't, like, pretend I know, because you have to get it right, so, you know, just ask.
Well, you can always do that, Chelsea.
Good. So I could get someone to show me how to do the card machine, in case it's not the same as the orangery one.
Of course.
Contactless and all that.
You'd get help. Right. Well, I have no further questions. Is there anything that you'd like to ask me?
I don't think so. Thanks. And I got to be somewhere for 10:30. I don't want to be late. That'd be rude.
Well, thanks for coming along. I'll let you know as soon as I can, maybe by close of play today.
Well, thank you very much for seeing me, Natasha.
Brad? Brad?
Yeah?
What's the matter?
Nothing. Why?
Looking like a little dark cloud.
Bit down, that's all.
Down? Why?
Nothing.
Brad.
I was thinking about yesterday.
Ah, well.
The suitcase mix up. My fault entirely.
Well, yes.
You can't say it wasn't, Lily.
I'm not. It was your fault.
And it was so simple, really. Don't look at the cases. Look at the labels. Basic error.
You shouldn't dwell on it, though.
I just keep going over it.
Well, don't. See it as the learning opportunity.
Learn to look at labels.
Well, more than that. You're allowing one single moment when, yes, you made a really crass mistake, to spoil everything else. People don't want their bags carried by a streak of misery. They want a cheery face. Someone with a bit of zip.
Zip.
And bounce. Put a bit of bounce into it.
Do you mean...
No, not physically. No, into your personality. Remember, warm welcomes wanted here.
Warm welcomes, yes.
And anyway... Yesterday wasn't as disastrous as you might think.
No?
No. I saw Fallon and Harrison this morning and they looked very pleased with life. The Grey Gables experience was obviously fine for them.
That's good.
Well, you should take that knowledge into your encounters with guests. Be happy.
I'll try, Lily. Thank you.
Next person who comes through that door.
What?
Move in.
Yeah?
Zip and bounce.
Warm welcome.
Big smile.
Cheerful chat.
Can I bring you some tea? A warm pastry?
No, thanks. I'd better stay on my toes.
No, that's what you say.
Right.
To the next guest.
Sorry.
Offer coffee and cake, and don't forget to get their room number.
Their room number?
Yep, so you can charge them. You think you can remember all that?
Positive.
Great. Then watch the desk for 10 minutes, would you? I have to see Oliver.
Watch the desk. Right.
Any problems, just ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
Or phone through to Roy.
Okay. Bounce. Bounce and zip. Zippy, zippy bounce.
Morning.
Morning, sir. Lovely morning.
Am I all right if I sit down here?
Of course, sir. Whatever suits you best.
I'm Mick, by the way.
Very pleased to meet you, Mick. Can I get you some coffee or tea?
Oh, well, tea if it's on offer.
I'll see to that right away, sir.
Mick.
Right now, Mick. Would you like a pastry with that, Mick? Or a bit of cake?
Well, that'd be smashing. Thanks very much. Pastry, please.
I'll go and activate that for you, Mick.
One of those swirly ones would be nice.
A swirly one? I'll see what I can do. And, could I ask... I mean, would you mind,
What?
Well, could I have your room number?
My...
Room number. The number of your room.
I haven't got a room number.
You haven't?
Should I have?
Your room hasn't got a number?
I haven't got a room.
Where do you sleep?
Round mine.
What?
At home. I'm not a guest.
But you ordered tea and a swirly pastry.
No. You offered tea and a swirly pastry. I thought you'd just been friendly.
I was trying to be.
I've come to see Roy Tucker to interview for the security job.
Well, that's very good, Chelsea. Yeah, good answer.
I have given it a fair bit of thought.
Yes, I can tell. And are there any other skills you've got that would be appropriate for working in a pub?
Oh, dress sense.
Dress sense?
I got instinctive dress sense, yeah. And I'm good at prioritising, meaning I make sure I do the important stuff first. And also, I think teamwork is main, like, one of the main things.
You'd be working with your mum sometimes. How would that be?
Yeah, great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we make an ace team, me and mum. And I definitely ask her if I didn't know anything.
Like what?
Well, I don't know, but if I needed to know, I wouldn't pretend, because that way you just mess up, don't you? And that can be expensive.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. It's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't think I have any more questions. Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
I don't think so, thank you.
Well, then...
Well, thank you very much for seeing me, Kenton.
Oh, I have to talk this through with Jolene and Lillian.
Uh-huh.
But I'll let you know as soon as I can.
Okay.
Hopefully by sometime this evening.
Are you free this evening, Brad?
Free?
Yes, free. Available. Early evening for an extra shift.
Here, you mean?
Of course here. What did you think I meant?
No, nothing.
Roy says we're short-staffed, and could you come in at 5?
I reckon I can do that, yeah.
Good, thank you. He'll be grateful.
That's okay.
Mind you...
What?
Well, generally speaking, I think you need to raise your game.
Raise my game?
As far as Grey Gables is concerned. We had the suitcase issue.
I did what you said about that.
And what did I say?
Put it behind you. Start afresh.
But your idea of starting afresh was to hand out coffee and cake to passers-by.
Actually, it was tea and pastry.
Whatever it was.
Tea and swirly pastry.
It was a freebie, Brad. Unauthorised. And they're pano raisin, not swirly pastries. You should find out if they're actual guests before offering them anything.
Yeah. Sorry. You won't tell Roy, will you?
Well, that's that then. All done and dusted.
Hi, Mick. How was the interview?
Oh, it was good. We really hit it off, me and Roy.
Ah, well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, good luck, Mick.
Could really work well for me, this. I'm planning to be a bit more active in the area, see, in and around Ambridge. I was telling Roy.
Are you thinking of moving here?
Oh, that'd be the idea, ultimately.
Ah. Nice.
That's why I'm going for this job. Only, like I said to Roy, keep it under your hats, will you? It's a surprise for Joy, my lady friend.
Oh, I'm sure Joy will be thrilled.
I'm going to spring it on her when the time's right.
Well, we won't tell a soul, will we, Lily?
Good old Brad, eh?
Yes, good old Brad.
He really helped me out this morning, you know.
So I hear.
And I'm just talking free tea. I mean, I was that nervous about the interview, and it was Brad being so kind and helpful, and it kind of put me at my ease.
Oh.
Grey Gables, got a good worker there. I'm going to make sure you look after him.
Is this a good time to talk, Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm just on the green heading home from a lunch.
Oh, you're not far from the Bull then. Do you want to call back in and we
No, if it's about the job, you can tell me now.
Is anyone with you?
No, I'm on my own.
Chelsea?
Well, Brad's here and all. He's between shifts, but he don't count.
Well, if you don't mind me telling you over the phone.
No, just say it.
I was very impressed by the way you conducted yourself this morning, Chelsea.
But...
But what?
There's a but coming, I can tell.
No. The job's yours, if you still want it.
Oh, thanks very much.
You got it.
Do you?
Do I what? What, want the job?
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Oh, what was that?
No, button it, Brad. Like I say, thank you very much. I will have to think about it, though.
Oh.
What?
But I'll give you a call later today, promise. Bye for now, though. Bye.
He's offered you the job?
Yeah, of course he has.
And you've said no?
No, I said maybe.
Why?
Because the tea room's offered me a job too.
They both said yes. How do you do that, Chels?
By being too good to turn down.
So you're going for the tea room?
I'm going for the one that makes the best offer.
And who's that?
Well, they're both offering the same. But it's not going to stay like that. That's going to change.
Sorry.
Ah, Brad, I was waiting for you.
I'm late.
Oh, it's 5:01. That's hardly late.
It is, though. I'm supposed to be on at 5.
No, don't worry about it. I just wanted to see you before I went home.
Me? Has something else gone wrong?
No.
What have I done this time?
Nothing, no. I Just wanted to say, after Mick said what he said...
About the pastry?
No.
The swirly pastry.
Just listen for a minute, will you?
Sorry.
No. What it is I think Mick's right. You know what's important. You want to help people, like you help Mick.
He wasn't a guest, though.
I don't think that matters.
He was a passerby.
What I'm getting at is... I've been too hard on you, Brad. Too critical.
Huh.
Pointing out your failings all the time.
Well, that's all right.
I'm sorry.
Look, I do get things wrong sometimes.
I should be more tolerant.
I do know why that is, though.
Do you?
It's what girls do sometimes.
What is?
Secretly fancy someone and then give them a hard time to cover up their true feelings.
Do they?
Sometimes I don't even know they're doing it. But I have to be completely honest with you here, though, Lily. I have a girlfriend, and I'm not interested. I know how you're feeling. I've known for some time. And I'm flattered, honestly, I am. But, well, I'm in love with Mia.
I don't know what to say.
I don't want you to worry about it or anything.
No. I'll try not to.
But someone will come along for you, in time.
Thank you.
So I'm sure you'll find someone.
Well, I suppose I'll just have to wait.
We do get on, though, don't we? We sort things out between us, you and me. The cases and the Mick thing. We're a bit of a team.
Oh, we are definitely that, Brad. A bit of a team.
There you go. Natasha, one gin and tonic.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, she then said she'd call me and tell me what she'd decided.
And she's done that?
Yeah, she called in at about 4:30 and said that she's
decided... No, don't tell me. She said that she'd had another offer.
Yes.
And they were offering a bit more, but she really wanted to work for you.
Yes.
So could you possibly up your offer?
How do you know this? Just a minute. You're not Chelsea's other interview, are you?
Yeah, I am.
What? So you've made the higher offer?
No.
No?
Mm. She's playing as Kenton. She said the same to me. She'd rather work for me, but you are offering more money.
Oh, the crafty... And she interviewed so well.
You have to admire her cheek.
So will you offer her more?
What do you think?
No, me neither. I mean, the offer's what it is.
Take it or leave it. I also think we should make her wait before we tell her.
Yes, say we need time to consider.
A week?
Yeah, that should do it.
Ich bin Lea.
Ich bin Lina und wir machen den Podcast Juice.
Das hier ist Juice und da erzählen wir uns gegenseitig jede Woche eine juicy Geschichte aus der Community. Egal, ob die jetzt schockierend, peinlich oder einfach nur funny ist.
Zum Beispiel die Geschichte über Raphael, der eine Hodenkrankheit vortäuscht, nur um sein Date im Krankenhaus zu besuchen.
Die Ärztin so, können wir den Hoden auch antackern?
Hört Juice überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wir freuen uns! It's spicy, you tell me, yeah.